Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Welcome back down Pit Row. I am your host, Ralph, and we're going to talk about NASCAR Sprint Cup action. That's what we do here at Pit Row. We try to analyze what we're going to see every single Sunday for Sprint Cup Series action. We want to get better and better at playing these games on DraftKings and FanDuel. That's what we do here at Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Play a lot of baseball, play a lot of football. Win. Turn 75 cents into 150 bucks on baseball just this past month. So we want to take principles that we already know how to do, but figure out how we can apply that to NASCAR and do the same thing here. So that's the point of this, is that we're going to grow and learn together and figure this thing out. But welcome if you're new. If you've been rocking with me, appreciate you welcome coming back for another listen. Really quickly, before we dive into last week's action and then talk a little bit about the All-Star Race, where can you find us? www.tigerbombsae.com. That is the Tiger Bomb website. Every podcast has a page there, so Pit Road definitely has a page there. You can watch this podcast there, too. Our YouTube link is there. If you want to listen to it, you can listen to it on that page as well. If you are a podcast-on-the-go type of person, you like to listen to your podcast in some app, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever, just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. This will come up. You can like and subscribe and catch us. So if you want to do that, you can. You can also get all the other episodes of all the other podcasts as well if you like and subscribe like that. So that's a good idea. But if you are a social media person, Facebook, you know, Twitter, again, search for, you know, Sports Audio, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment, this podcast will pop up. You can kind of like those pages, and we always link the podcast on those pages as well. So another way to keep up. But that's it. That's how we stay in touch. So last week, you know, as far as DraftKings goes, you know, been riding a lot of momentum lately, but, you know, cashed some green in some races last week. But the idea is not just doing that. The idea is that we cash more than we spent, right? And so I don't look at it as a win unless that's the scenario. So did we cash green last week? Yep, but we didn't cash more than we spent. So kind of a little watch there. So we'll try to do better this week. But I think the thing was just, you know, I was thinking more of, you know, this mix of Toyotas and Fords. And as it turned out, the Chevys, you know, performed really well in this race last week. And so that kind of put me at a disadvantage, thinking about just how little invested I was in them. But we'll move forward. But to review Darlington, the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway, and go over that in total. Here we are. So we're green. And the race started with Truex and Wallace up front. Truex challenging on the outside, but Bubba would not surrender the lead. It was some nice, cool racing there to start out. And then Truex finally eclipses him. Then we got a lot of single file racing after that. Eric Jones, who was a, you know, fairly, you know, big, you know, favorite on the day, considering he had previous success there at this track, Darlington. Eric Jones was on the move early. He moved up a handful of spots. But then we get a caution at lap 39. Which happened to be just in time for Hamlin, as he was experiencing some issues. He's probably going to pit for anyway. Suarez gets penalized for speeding, so he'll start in the back. And so we get the restart with Truex and Byron up front at this point. Lap 66 now, as the cars are adjusting to the track. We go order Truex, Wallace, Byron, Busch, Chastain, Keselowski, Reddick. Truex takes the stage, pretty uneventful. That's his 57th stage win all time. And then the restart, we get Truex and Byron up front again. So Wallace had issues with the loose lug nut. He's 18th now. So started, you know, fairly hot and then kind of fizzled out a little bit there. But the order at this point becomes Truex, Byron, Chastain, Brad Kay, Kyle Busch, and then Kevin Harvick. Stenhouse was moving well up in the sixth at this point in the race. And then Truex cruising as well. He leads all but one lap as far as at this point in the race. And green flag pits are starting to come in. McDowell's the first car to go in. Truex brings it in lap 141. We cycle through and Truex is back to leading, but Byron is able to shave off some time off of that lead in between them by having such a good pit stop. Chastain in the conversation now moving up. Truex got high until the wall, just, you know, ran it a little high, and Chastain's able to run up to him and pass him, and wrestles the lead away. Larson's on the move now. 7 to go on the stage, and the order is Chastain, Truex, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Byron, Brad Kay, and Bell. Truex makes a move for first, and we get a caution. He gets spun around. Chastain tapped the 19 because he was pinned in, it looked like. Chastain was taking the stage. Tough break for Truex. At this point, it's like, can he even recover? But hard racing. I think these cars are racing differently when they're around Chastain because they know that he's going to take the chance. And so we've seen a couple of guys feel like, well, maybe I got to take the chance before he does. But I think this is just going to continue to change how we see these cars approach him on the track. And so there's a scenario where, you know, late into this, you know, this stage, this second stage going into the third, Truex, his day is wrecked pretty much. So we go green for, Larson gets the quick pit stop. And so he's able to get the lead off of that stage break at 2 and into 3. And so we go green for stage 3 with the order Larson, Chastain, Busch, Byron, Harvick, and then Chastain on the bottom, Larson up top. We get a caution, though. Austin Dillon, Ryan Newman, Daniel Suarez, all involved. There's a loose tire out there. It was Eric Jones's tire. He just had a tough day. He got sideways off turn 2. McDowell has to bring it back to pit road also, so some problems for some folks there. So 9 drivers in total were involved in that caution, and Dillon and Suarez done for the day basically at that point. So we get our restart. Larson and Chastain out in front once again. Chastain isn't leaving much room for Larson. Kyle Busch creeping up now because these guys are just fender to fender fighting. The order, Chastain, Kyle Busch, Byron, Larson, Bell, now 85 to go. Caution, turn 3, down on the apron. Stenhouse gets spun around, left rear flat. He was trying to get the 47 down the pit road when he spun around. So Chastain and Busch, first and second off pit road, and Chastain on the outside for the restart. Should be interesting. It's like, you know, what are they going to do to him, right? Try to pin him maybe. But Chastain gets the lead out on the restart. The 8 made it tough, though. Kyle Busch did not make life easy for him. And like I said, we're going to see more and more of these drivers use Chastain-type tactics against him. So Kyle Busch ends up hitting the wall off turn 2. He's able to correct it, but that slides him back to 4th. He just kind of slams into the wall a little bit. It's not like the car, you know, spun or went crazy or whatever. He can correct it. But, you know, that's what happens at Darlington is you're racing so hard and these guys are, like, almost slamming into the wall very quickly. And it's not enough to ruin your day, but it'll drop you a few spots as he, Bubba Wallace, a couple of these guys saw. So at this point, the order is Chastain, Byron, Larson, and Kyle Busch now. Turn 3, Ty Gibbs into the wall in the 54. Contact from somebody put him into the fence. 62 to go now. Thin lead for Chastain. Logano, short pit here. Green flag pit. Byron challenging for the lead now. Larson is there also. 3-car race for the lead. Larson passes Byron, and now he's going to pit. Bell pitting too. They just barely make it down in time because you got to cross over that yellow line in time. Chastain and Byron pit now too, and as we cycle through, Larson is going to get the lead again. Stenhouse speeding penalty kicks him to the back, speeding down pit road. Chastain is racing to the front, though. He's 4th now. Meanwhile, Larson is getting some separation from Bell at 2nd at this point in the race. Denny Hamlin last to pit, then everybody has cycled through. Denny stretching it as far as he could, trying to hopefully catch a caution. He did not. 31 to go now. Hamlin finally in the pit with 30 to go. And then we get a caution. Rick Ware car gets turned around to 51 with 17 to go. So that brings out the caution flag. Now off pit road, we get Larson, Bell, Chastain, and then Logano able to gain a spot. Truex picked up 4 spots because he's in that pole sitter's position. And so that's going to help him. Pole sitter, if you don't know, he's got the first pit box. And so easy catapult right back out onto the track. So at this point in the race, a little weird, the 20 is to come back down pit road. They basically think they had a loose lug nut, so not a great pit for them. Stifles them way to the back. That'll help Elliott move into the top 5. Outside for the restart, going to be Chastain, and Larson will be down low. Let's see if Larson pins Chastain up top, and if so, what will Logano do? Logo is 2nd on the outside. Truex is 2nd on the inside. So we get our restart. Larson pins him. He just pins him. On this restart, you could just see these guys are having enough with him. Larson especially has been frustrated a couple weeks now, and he just pinned him to the wall. He didn't even think twice about what he was going to do. We get a caution. Big Rex. Truex gets turned sideways. Almirola is involved. Logano. Truex has the worst of it after that terrible break before he's able to get the car back out there. And now this sucks for him. Truex slides up into Logano. I mean, I just feel bad for Truex. He had a great day, like I said. But it should be an interesting restart with Chastain at this point is what I was thinking. And 300 cars around him, especially after what we just saw. So he's got no help. So it's like, who cares who's behind you? Just a 100 car, and you got 200 cars to the right of you. So Eric Jones get busted for speeding on pit road during that caution there. So 8 to go now. Chastain will be on the inside for the restart. Smart move, right? You don't want to get pinned up top. So we go green flag again. Chastain goes to pin the 5. Lost Larson, and we get a caution. All kinds of damage on both those cars. He goes to return the favor. And just, wow. I mean, the 1 pinned him, and the 5 tried to turn down, seeing it coming. But that's just stubborn driving right there. I mean, no surprise to see Chastain involved in some more, you know, late drama stuff. Kyle Larson still on the lead lap after repairs. I mean, it's just getting more and more feisty as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, to be honest. But, you know, you're watching this in real time. This is pretty riveting stuff. So we're ready for overtime at this point. Byron up front outside and Harvick inside. Elliott will be behind Byron and Brad Kay behind Harvick. So we're green. 2 to go. Harvick with a nice jump. Byron can clear him, though. Harvick does have damage on the car. Byron is just too fast for Harvick, and he's able to clear him. White flag. Big gap to Chase Elliott at 3rd, and that's it. William Byron wins it. His first race win there, 7th career win. First since Phoenix, his 3rd this year, though. He's having a nice run. Nice run for Harvick and Brad Kay also. They had nice finishes. Burton gets a top 10 finish for the Wood Brothers. That's a nice job there. So really fun race, but a lot of tempers flaring. And we'll see if they can continue that this week with those tempers as they head to the All-Star race. So, of course, no, you know, cup points or anything at stake here, but there's $1 million. That's what they're racing for on Sunday. And so we'll take a look at this All-Star race at North Wilkesboro Speedway. First of all, going back to North Carolina, this is a half mile, technically 0.625 mile track. Whole total purse is 3.5, but the winner is going to get $1 million cool. Now, the race distance is 125 miles, 200 laps, no stage breaks. So it's going to be interesting. Most recent here winner is Ryan Blaney, but he won it back at the Texas Motor Speedway. They've been moving this race a little bit. It's not that it always moved. Issues with COVID, you move it a little bit. But this is all coming about at the right place, right time. Now having a couple of years of them having to kind of bounce around a little bit. Enter North Wilkesboro, 26 year absence from the NASCAR schedule, but now we got them revived and ready to race. And so, you know, they've got nice pictures on the website, done a pretty decent job getting that thing ready. But the All-Star Open will pit the 16 drivers not yet locked into the All-Star race against each other, and they'll do a 100-lap contest, and then, you know, you'll have to advance from there into that finale for the $1 million. And Kyle Larson, he's so far in practice topped the leaderboard with 109 miles an hour. So he's been pretty fast. I would look for him to be a favorite on Sunday. But, you know, a couple of things. Number one, can't even pick NASCAR lineups and DraftKings right now because the field isn't set because of that earlier race, right? And so, you know, you can play the earlier race now if you want to and try to get in there. The other thing about it, though, is you can make some estimations if you want to, but your guess is going to be as good as mine because there's no history at this track going back 26 years. We don't know how it's going to play, really. It'd be silly to try to convince you guys otherwise. And so you get to have a little fun here, mix it up, and we all get to be on this level playing field of not really knowing what's going to happen with this new gen car at this track that we've not seen any of them race at. So we got that to look forward to, but I do think Kyle Larson, based on what we saw in practice today at Friday, got to be a favorite. So think Hendrick cars, of course, But, you know, from there, take your shots wherever you feel like. I mean, there's just not a lot at stake in terms of being wrong because we don't have history again. So it'll be fun. And $1 million always makes it fun, even though there's no, you know, nothing really at stake as far as the Cup Series is concerned. So enjoy watching it. Guys, we'll get right back here next week, talk about what we saw and move forward into the next weekend's race. All right. Peace.
This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.